From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palthorpe.
And with all the cold weather we've been having lately, many of us have been dreaming of warmer places. But it turns out California has had so much rain and snow this week that the drought there is officially ending, at least in the northern part of the state. I'm Bellamy Palthorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's also going to talk about the big snow that hit Portland this week and how it's all connected. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast. Sounds like it's dry for a bit longer, but then some rain is on the way?
That's right. This morning, we had another one of these cold, clear mornings. And they go together. That's the bargain, the meteorological deal. These really cold days and cold nights tend to be clear. In fact, it's not an accident. The clear nights let the earth radiate to space. So we have a very, very, you know, cold, dry period that's going to extend into the weekend. Originally, it looked like some precipitation was going to come in later in the weekend, but not anymore. We're going to be dry through the weekend, temperatures dropping down into the 20s at night, and then moving up slowly during the day, around 40 on Saturday, and probably mid-40s as we got into Sunday. On Monday, we'll see another series of weather systems coming in. So we'll get back to the clouds and rain. And in fact, it may be substantial. So nice weekend, enjoy it, but it's all going to change.
So Monday, rainy.
That's right.
So let's talk about what happened in Portland. They got a lot of snow this week, much more than expected.
So what happened down there is actually connected with us. The cold air that's over us had made it cold enough to snow. And then a weak weather system, a low-pressure system, came in off of the Pacific, south of Portland, drawing in the cold air and providing uplift that produced, you know, precipitation in form of snow. It was a narrow band north of the low, and in some places they got 13 to 15 inches of snow. Over 6 was pretty much the whole Portland metropolitan area, and it was not well forecast, I'm afraid. Our models, virtually all our models, were going 1 to 4 inches, and you know they got a lot more. And it appears the reason was very subtle, just small differences in the structure and position of that small low made all the difference in whether we got the forecast right or wrong. So we got some more work to do, and maybe we need a radar on the Oregon coast as well.
Interesting. And meantime, California was also snowy and wet. Is this somehow connected?
They are connected. In fact, the fact that we've been cold and relatively dry is connected with what's happening in California. Essentially, the jet stream, which is typically over us this time of the year, has moved south. And in the north side of the jet, or on the north side of the jet, we tend to have the cold, dry weather, which has moved over us. So the Arctic Canadian weather has moved over the northwest. The whole jet stream has shifted south into California, and they've been hammered by one storm after the other. Now, what happens in these situations is not only do they have the jet coming in, but it draws up moisture from the south. We call these atmospheric rivers. And so with the uplift and the storminess from the jet and the moisture streaming in from the south and southwest, they've had extraordinary totals of precipitation in California. If you think about, you know, how much melted water they've gotten, some places in the Sierra, they've gotten 15, 20 inches of rain equivalent. I mean, that's startling. In the higher terrain, of course, most of that came down as snow, and there are locations in the Sierra that have gotten 10, 15, 20 feet of snow. Pretty startling stuff.
And good news.
Very good news. And in fact, if you look at almost any measure of drought, it's over down there. The reservoirs in California are all back to normal. The rivers are flowing above normal. The moisture in the ground is back to normal. So in any objective way, the California drought, which has lasted now for practically 5 years, is over. Things are much better there.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.